I want to welcome on a genius attorney, Mitch Langberg, partner of Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, constitutional genius. Our Tuesdays with Mitch segment. We're doing it earlier because I want to give Mitch a larger audience. Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you?
Mitch, you're a good sport. Thank you for waiting. You joined us early today. Everything good in your world?
Everything's great in my world. Thank you.
Okay, can we do a quick rundown of the cases we're going to cover? You're cool with that?
Yes, please.
Okay, everything from John Edwards' sex tape to George Zimmerman launching his attorney's social media campaign. We're going to find out if that's even legal. The case of John Goodman in South Florida. This was the drunk guy. He was the son of a billionaire. He adopted his girlfriend to shield his assets. He hit this young kid, a drunk DUI. He was convicted of manslaughter. And then a juror has now changed his mind. We're going to find out what happens with that. And then if we have time, we're going to get to the story of a plus-sized woman in college who is facing discrimination. She wasn't allowed to dance on top of a bar. And lastly, Charlie Sheen had a room named after him in a strip club, and he's suing to have his name taken off a strip club. That almost seems un-Charlie Sheen-like. Would you agree?
I do agree.
You should be proud of that distinction. If I had an Andy Dean champagne room, nothing could bring me greater joy. All right, speaking of champagne rooms, let's get to the John Edwards trial going on right now. He made a sex tape with his mistress, Riel Hunter, who's a Looney Tune. And now the question is, will the jury watch the sex tape or just be allowed to hear testimony? What's the breaking news? What's going to happen with the sex tape in regards to the John Edwards trial?
Well, just this afternoon, Andy, the prosecution and the attorneys for John Edwards negotiated an agreement that the sex tape itself will not be shown to the jurors, but the two sides have agreed that testimony about the tape can be introduced.
Okay.
Now, the reason the sex tape is relevant is not because the fact that there's a sex tape, because there's no question that there was a relationship. There's no question that they had sex. They had a baby. The reason that the sex tape is relevant is because the defense claims that Edwards' former aide, who's testified against him, stole the video from the mistress, Miss Hunter, and tried to sell it and threaten Edwards with it as an effort to extort him. And that goes to the credibility of Mr. Young, and that's why the defense wants to use it, to try to show that this guy is just the slime ball, in it for the money, will say or do anything he needs to do, so you should not believe anything that he has said during this trial.
Okay. Now, Mitch, I want to get your opinion on whether or not John Edwards is going to walk or whether he's going to jail. Can I give my opinion first?
Please.
And then if I'm wrong, feel free to just emasculate or skewer me, okay? My thinking is this, is that he got a lot of this money that he used in this finance fraud from Bunny Mellon. She was 100, or she's still alive, actually. She's 101 years old. And she was giving Edwards all this money. She thought he was young and handsome. She was a big fan of his. Okay, Bunny Mellon gave him almost $1 million. But the interesting thing that her attorneys did is that they paid gift tax money on that donation. So they never looked at it as helping his federal campaign. They looked at it as a gift of what he could do, whatever he wants, and they paid gift tax on it. And as much as I hate John Edwards, and God knows I hate him more than anybody else on the planet, I think he's going to walk here because Bunny Mellon paid a gift tax, which shows her intent was not a campaign contribution, but rather a gift.
Well, I think that your perspective is, as always, perceptive.
Oh, wait, and say that again. Sorry, the phone was breaking up. What'd you say?
Your perspective is, as always, perceptive.
Go ahead.
And this time, sometimes it's perceptive and dead wrong, but this time I think you're perceptive and correct. And let's remember, notwithstanding everything we've heard about campaign finance reforms, the campaign finance laws are not as airtight as we would like to think. And there are many ways where there's no restriction on the way funds are used once they're received by a campaign.
Okay.
So, but I think the prosecution has a tough case here. That said, if it was clear cut, there's motions that the defense could have made to dismiss the case before it ever got to trial. I'm presuming they attempted them, or else they either attempted them and failed, or they decided that there wasn't sufficient merit to them to go forward. So there's clearly an issue here. But you got 12 jurors that you got to convince unanimously that he did something wrong. And I think the thing that you said and the campaign finance reforms create an uphill battle for the prosecution.
Okay. Now, Mitch, I want to transition to George Zimmerman. For people just joining us, we're with Mitch Langberg, our Tuesdays with Mitch segment. And yes, I did rip off Tuesdays with Maury. Now, he's a partner.